We're back with another edition of the Big Time Boxing Podcast. Tonight we discuss something that has plagued boxing for a long time now. Its waning popularity. On tonight's podcast, we'll dive into why boxing isn't as popular as it once was, and we'll get some viewer emails expressing their own opinions on what's wrong with boxing.
For a very long time in this country, boxing was king. In the early 1900s, Jack Johnson ruled the sport. In the 1930s, it was Joe Louis who had fans buzzing. And when the 1940s came around, it was the greatest of all time, Sugar Ray Robinson's turn to carry the torch. In the 1950s, Rocky Marciano was the man to beat. The sport had a healthy run that continued into the 1960s and 70s, with fighters like Muhammad Ali and Joe Frazier carrying the sport. Then along came the likes of Julio Cesar Chavez Sr. and Mike Tyson in the 1980s, and again, the sports world paid close attention to the sweet science. Even in the 1990s, the sport had a healthy run. However, things aren't so sweet for the sweet science anymore. The most popular sport in the U.S., according to a 2014 Harris poll, is professional football, and that popularity isn't waning. Second most popular sport is Major League Baseball, and professional basketball usually finds itself in the fourth spot, just behind college football. Boxing is so low on the list that it doesn't even get mentioned most of the time. So what happened? How could such a popular and exciting sport fall so steeply out of popularity and now be relegated to a niche sport? Is the explosion in popularity of football to blame? Or maybe the MMA has taken some of the spotlight boxing once held. Perhaps the influx of foreign fighters has made American fans lose interest. Or maybe the problem is television. Boxing once found itself on free television on a regular basis. In the 2000s, the sport moved to subscription channels like HBO and Showtime, and has regularly put on pay-per-view cards that have pushed lower-income fans away from the sport. So in tonight's edition of the Big Time Boxing Podcast, we try to find out what went wrong and why the sweet science isn't as popular as it used to be. We ask fans to write in to the Big Time Boxing Podcast to find out their opinion on why boxing isn't as popular as it once was. Undefeated professional fighter and young prospect Joseph Aguirre thinks it's all about TV, and he believes with the new model of the PBC that boxing can get back to its glory days. In an email to Big Time Boxing Podcast, he writes, "I believe it is great for boxing to be back on free TV in the U.S. It's the same thing they're doing in Mexico. Here in Mexico, every Saturday night, people get together to watch boxing. There's two major channels, TV Azteca and Televisa, and they're both free channels. The fights usually start at 10:30, and boxing is growing a lot more because of its exposure on free television." So there we have a young professional fighter who's clearly excited about the PBC model and what it's doing for the sport. For those of you who don't know, and I'm not sure why you would be listening to a Big Time Boxing Podcast if you did not know, the PBC stands for Premier Boxing Champion, and it's an Al Heyman-run enterprise that has put boxing back on free TV on channels like NBC, CBS, ESPN, and many more. And for a lot of hopeful fans, they think it could be great for the health of the sport going forward.
We've talked about what's wrong with boxing as far as TV. If you want to find out the other problems the sport has, you'll have to keep listening after a word from our sponsor.